This is Terry Bush with the Iroquois County Times-Republic, dated April 11, 2024. We begin, as always, on the front page with a story, Options Center for Independent Living conducts fifth wheelchair basketball fundraiser. Options Center for Independent Living conducted its fifth wheelchair basketball event April 5th at the Adventure Commons in Bourbonnais. The event raises funds for the Options CIL offices in Watseka and Kankakee and the program that they provided to people with disabilities in those counties. The event included teams participating in the wheelchair basketball games against the University of Illinois wheelchair basketball team. The first quarter saw the U of I team competing against the Kankakee Community College women's basketball team. The second quarter saw Ascension St. Mary's basketball team competing against the U of I. In the third quarter, the U of I competed against the Riverside Healthcare team. The fourth quarter saw the Kankakee Sheriff's Department take on the U of I team. And in all of those quarters, the U of I team prevailed. A fifth quarter game was played with the Riverside and Ascension teams competing against one another. During the evening, spectators were able to view the basketball games, take part in a raffle, split the pot, and enjoy concessions. Item next, Crawford gives Iroquois County Board update on economic development. Angel Crawford, Executive Director of Iroquois Economic Development Association, provided an update to the Iroquois County Board on April 9. In February and March, he said, we asked you to participate in the Broadband BEAD Challenge to help improve the broadband map in Iroquois County. Thank you again to everyone who participated. Here are some recent updates we have about broadband. To help with repercussions of COVID, the Federal Communications Commission initiated the Affordable Connectivity Program, which provides assistance to people on limited income to have internet access. In December 2023, the FCC did a survey for participants in the program to see their use of the internet and what they would do when the program ends this month. 77% would make changes to their plan or drop internet service entirely. 47% reported having either no internet service or relying solely on mobile internet service prior to receiving their ACP benefit. The same is true for rural respondents, 53% of the sample. 68% of those reported that they had inconsistent internet service or no internet service at all prior to the program. The majority of this group cited affordability as the reason for having inconsistent or no service. Here's what ACP internet service subscribers use their internet for. 72% to schedule or attend health care appointments. 48% to apply for jobs or complete work, 75% to do schoolwork. Those are 18 to 25-year-olds. She also talked about another issue regarding broadband. On March 14, 2024, the FCC raised the Commission's benchmark for high-speed fixed broadband to download speeds of 100 megabits per second and upload speeds of 20 megabits per second. The former rates were 25 megabits per second and 3 megabits per second. As you can see, she said, there are changes happening with broadband that can affect numerous factors throughout our county. We'll do our best to keep you updated on future announcements. You can look for up-to-date information on the FCC website at www.fcc.gov. Crawford also noted that there are two new businesses in Watseka, and she encouraged the county board members and others to make sure she knows about new businesses throughout the county. She said in Watseka, Eric and Melissa Fandry, who own Dynamic Industrial Solution Solvers, Inc., opened their business in 2012, created their main office after buying the former Superior Cleaning Building in Watseka, and recently have started renovating the old Alexander Lumber Building, both located on South 3rd Street in Watseka. Dynamic Industrial Solutions is a cryogenic piping services and solutioning company for the modern food processing industry. They travel all over the U.S. and specialize in all types of industrial maintenance that ranges from equipment rehabs and rebuilds to new equipment installation. Some examples of industrial equipment that DISS works on are food equipment rebuild, repair, and maintenance, installation and maintenance of industrial gas supply systems and cryogenic storage systems, all types of insulated and non-insulated piping systems, exhaust and air makeup systems, HVAC, on-site, off-site fabrication capabilities, including welding, cutting, grinding, sandblasting, water jet cutting, and machining. We are excited about their new expansion, and we look forward to supporting their business. Also in Watseka, Cynthia Solozano will open XO Nails in the Patriot Plaza in mid-May. That business will offer manicures, pedicures, and nail enhancements for seniors, women, men, and kids. Crawford told the board members, if you know a business that's opening up in Iroquois County, an event happening in your town that you would like to promote, or would like to sign up for our notifications, please call our office at 815-432-0072. Again, the County Economic Development Office, 815-432-0072. Today's front page also includes this brief item. Signs leading up to the railroad crossing on Walnut Street in Watseka indicate that the crossing will be closed for 4 days starting April 22. Repair work is planned during that time. Turning to page 2, County Mitigation Planning Committee to meet April 25. The frequency of and damages caused by severe storms and other natural hazards in Iroquois County will be discussed when the Iroquois County Natural Hazards Mitigation Planning Committee meets at the Mabus 37 building, 103 and a half Main Street, Crescent City, behind Ailey's Welding Shop, 6:30 p.m., April 25. This committee, comprised of county, township, municipal, school, fire protection district, and EMS representatives, as well as technical partners and stakeholders, will meet over the next several months to update the Iroquois County Natural Hazards Mitigation Plan. All committee meetings are open to the public. Iroquois County Emergency Management Agency Coordinator Scott Anderson said in a news release, the goal of this meeting is to identify how often severe weather events occur within the county and what kinds of damage have resulted. Based on this information, we'll begin to compile lists of activities and projects to reduce damage caused by these events. The focus of this effort is on natural hazards, severe thunderstorms with damaging winds or hail, tornadoes, snow and ice storms, floods, drought, and excessive heat. This plan will be our best resource for determining how to prepare for storms and other natural hazards. After the plan's complete, comprehensive information will be available in one document to help guide those who are making decisions about how to protect Iroquois County residents. Item next, the Iroquois County Genealogical Society will host a cookout from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Friday, April 19. This is rescheduled from April 12. The event will take place on the grounds of the Old Courthouse Museum, 103 West Cherry in Watseka. Current plans are to set up on the lawn near the corner of 2nd and Cherry Streets. The menu will include hamburgers, brats, pulled pork, and hot dogs with sides and drinks available. Cost of a meal is a free will donation. Proceeds are used by ICGS, a nonprofit organization, to help with the cost of keeping records, books, and such available to the public. ICGS is located on the south side of the museum on the first floor. Hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, call the office at 815-432-3730. Again, for more information on the Iroquois County Genealogical Society, call the office at 815-432-3730 between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Item next, the Central Illinois Community Action Agency will host its 59th annual business meeting and fundraising dinner on April 26th at the New Life Banquet Center, 1419 North Bowman Avenue in Danville. The reception and silent auction begin at 6 p.m. The dinner and program will follow at 7 p.m. The theme for this year's annual dinner is Progressive Empowerment. In addition to the silent auction, pianist Leonard Bryant III will provide the musical entertainment for the evening. President and CEO of Illinois Association of Community Action Agencies, Roger Pavey, will deliver the keynote address. Pavey began his community action career in 1998 at East Central Illinois Community Action Agency. After 20 years as CEO of Community Action of Eastern Iowa, Roger returns to Illinois and is excited to be working with IACAA's member agencies and partners to further the promise of community action. A silent auction will be conducted during the event. All proceeds from the annual dinner and the silent auction will directly benefit and strengthen specific community action initiatives. Local community leaders will be honored at the annual dinner in recognition of their noteworthy strides in economic development and empowerment. This year's Community Action Service Award recipients are Marcia Keys, CEO of Over the Rainbow Ministries, Tamara Forthenberry, Resident Services Coordinator for the Vermilion Housing Authority, Frankie Wright, CEO of Wright's Heating and Air, Brian Mormon, CEO of Mormon Home Improvement, Suskin Lockett Jr., CEO, Reasonable Heating, Cooling, and Insulation, and Ryan Taylor, CEO of Taylor Heating and Air. The event is open to the public. Tickets are available at a cost per person or an opportunity to purchase a table. Cash, check, and credit or debit cards are accepted. Tickets may be purchased by calling the East Central Illinois Community Action Agency at 217-554-9122 or by stopping by the administrative office located at 56 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Again, the East Central Illinois Community Action Agency number is 217-554-9122. East Central Illinois Community Action Agency is an organization which serves the families, individuals, and communities in Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties. The mission of the agency is to provide information, training, education, and other services that engage and empower families and communities to become more self-sufficient. Item next, the Juvenile Justice Council announces Teen Mental Health PSA contest winners. The Juvenile Justice Council of Iroquois County hosted a contest challenging Iroquois County high school students to create a written 30-second public service announcement on the topic of teen mental health. According to information from the council, students were given an April 5 deadline and the option to enter individually or as a team, class, or organization. Participants were tasked with creating PSAs whose content and purpose promote mental health awareness, encourage positive choices, and inspire teens to connect with others and seek help if needed. Submitted PSAs were especially impactful as they were written from the teen perspective and feature youth talking to their peers and parents about mental health issues their generation faces today. The winning PSAs covered a wide range of topics including stress and anxiety, depression, body image, addiction, coping skills, and where to seek help. Winning entries are currently being recorded by the submitters and will soon air on WGFA and WIBK radio stations. Item next, Julie Lynch of Travel Discoveries 2 was recently honored as a recipient of the 2023 Million Dollar Travel Advisor Sales Award by the Mast Travel Network, a sales and marketing travel agency trade group based in Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois. The awards ceremony, conducted recently in Addison, Illinois, recognized the top travel consultants among 205 travel agencies located in 16 states across the country. According to information provided, contributing to Lynch's success is her dedication and commitment to providing superior customer satisfaction and expert vacation planning. She has a great passion for travel and is always eager to share her knowledge and expertise with her clients. This excitement creates a great deal of new and repeat business for Travel Discoveries too, thus earning her this $1 million sales award. She can be reached at 815-432-6121. Again, Julie Lynch, Travel Discoveries 2, phone number 815-432-6121. Item next, Pritzker named Senator Ann Gillespie new head of State Insurance Oversight Agency. Governor J.B. Pritzker on Monday announced a change in leadership at the agency in charge of regulating the state's insurance industry. State Senator Ann Gillespie of Arlington Heights will take over as acting director of the Illinois Department of Insurance starting April 15, replacing Donna Popish Severinghaus, who has held the job since 2021. In a statement released Monday afternoon, Pritzker said Dana has served the state of Illinois admirably, helping protect consumers against predatory insurance practices and reforming the system to work for the people of Illinois. She was a champion for Illinoisans who otherwise would have struggled to navigate vast, complex insurance systems, and I'm grateful to her for her service. The announcement came in the middle of a legislative session in which Pritzker is proposing sweeping changes in state regulation of the health insurance industry. His proposed Health Care Protection Act calls for giving the department authority to approve or reject rate increases in the large group insurance market. It also calls for banning step therapy in prescription drug coverage, as well as banning prior authorization requirements for inpatient mental health treatment. Speaking at an unrelated news conference Tuesday, Pritzker said there was no connection between his legislative proposal and the department's upcoming change in leadership, but he offered no additional details about what prompted the change. Gillespie has served in the General Assembly since 2019, representing a portion of Chicago's northwest suburbs. She serves on the Senate Insurance Committee and last year sponsored legislation to establish a state-based health insurance marketplace. Outside the legislature, she's worked as a health care attorney and consultant in the health care industry. The announcement of a new director also came just as lawmakers received a new report showing the state facing a 16.5% increase, or $533 million, in state employee health insurance costs, the largest single-year increase in several years, and one that analysts said is due in part to new coverage mandates that lawmakers have enacted in recent years. The report did not provide details of the specific coverage mandates driving the cost increases, but it mentioned medications not otherwise guaranteed to be covered, such as certain weight loss medications, as being among the factors. The report was delivered Tuesday to a meeting of the Commission on Governmental Forecasting and Accountability, a legislative body that, among other things, monitors the state's financial condition throughout the year and conducts oversight over its insurance programs for state employees. In other Springfield news, state allocates additional $14 million for grocery startups and announces its first awardees. Grocery startups can now apply for funding allocated in last year's $20 million Illinois Grocery Initiative aimed at preventing and eliminating food deserts in Illinois. The Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, which is administering the grants, is currently accepting applications in the second round of funding, which will provide a combined $14 million to grocery stores looking to open in Illinois food deserts. Using data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Illinois Department of Public Health estimates that more than 3 million Illinoisans are unable to access good food because they might not have enough money, time, or reliable transportation to go shopping. Research published by the National Academy of Sciences found that living in food deserts can lead to very poor health outcomes. Governor J.B. Pritzker proposed an additional $10 million in funding for the initiative in next year's budget. A bill sponsored by Senator Doris Turner, Democrat of Springfield, could expand the initiative to include farmer-owned grocery stores as well. For more information about the grants and application process, interested parties can visit the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity website. Now we'll take a quick look at programming at area libraries, beginning with the Watseka Public Library. In preparation for Viking Family Fun Day, the book at Story Walk is Ronan the Librarian. You can save the date for Viking Family Fun, Saturday, April 20 from 9 to noon. Enter the Viking Beard Photo Contest. For more details, visit us on social media. It's open to adults, kids, and pets. The Watseka Public Library's long-anticipated book sale is coming up April 25, 26, and 27. They are still accepting donations for the book sale until April 19. Turning to the Clifton Public Library, their Workbasket Club is for people who crochet, knit, or do other types of needlework. The group meets on the first and third Wednesdays of the month for about 2 hours, from 3 to 5 p.m. Please bring your own supplies, including a small table, if you have one. There will be a card-making class April 24 at 5 p.m. All supplies and instructions will be provided. There's limited space available, so reserve your spot by April 19. The Clifton Public Library will also host a webinar on the real costs of homeownership, conducted by the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Northern Illinois. It's an approximately one-hour webinar and will discuss and accurately assess the real costs and budget impact of homeownership. The webinar will be from 10 to 11:30 a.m. on May 11th. The same group will do a savings and investing basics webinar 5 to 6 p.m. on May 22nd. At the Gilman Danforth District Library, the Page One Book Club is a community-based book discussion group. It meets at 7 p.m. on the third Tuesday of each month, so its next meeting will be Tuesday, April 16, at the Gilman Danforth District Library. The next book is Calling Me Home by Julie Kibler. The library also continues its bag lunch and a movie program on Mondays at noon. Bring your own lunch and enjoy an older movie. Drinks and the occasional dessert will be provided. Senior coffee hour is every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Bingo night is the second Wednesday of each month at 5 p.m. And finally, April is Autism Awareness Month. The Autism Society defines autism as a developmental disability that usually appears during early childhood and can impact a person's social skills, communication, relationships, and self-regulation. Autism is characterized by a certain set of behaviors and is considered a spectrum condition that affects people to varying degrees in different ways. There is no single known cause of autism. 1 in 59 children in the U.S. are affected by autism, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Research shows that early support and services improve outcomes later in life. That's why recognizing the potential signs of autism and providing appropriate diagnosis as early as possible is so important. Autism behaviors can be observed as early as 18 months, and the Autism Society promotes identification and intervention before 3 years of age. Some of the potential early indicators of autism include speaking later than is typical, repetition in language or movement, such as repeating the same word or sounds, hand flapping, or any repeated movement, atypical nonverbal communication, including avoiding eye contact, giving new facial expressions, or having a monotone, preference for solitary or parallel play, rather than engaging in associative or cooperative play with other children, extreme distress over changes, including new foods or changes in schedule, preference for predictable, structured play over spontaneous or make-believe play, and strong, persistent interest on a specific topic, part of a toy, or an item. This has been Terry Bush with the Iroquois County Times-Republic, dated April 11, 2024. I look forward to reading with you again next week.